看十三页。
Let's turn to page.
啊，跟进人员的资格。
Page 13。
啊，我们教会要寻找这个跟进的人员，要注重他的属灵的条件。
We need to focus on the spiritual qualification for the follow-up people.
啊，第一个，他懂得跟主建立良好的关系。
First, we need to make sure that he knows how to establish a good relationship with the Lord.
我们来看约翰一书第一章。
First John chapter 1.
约翰一书的第一章。
First John chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们。是你们与我们相交，我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。第四节。
Four.
我将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐可以充足。这个第三节在提到两种的团契。
Verse 3 speaks of two types of fellowship.
一个是我们跟耶稣基督的团契。
One is the fellowship between us and Lord Jesus.
那一个是我们弟兄姊妹之间的团契。
The other is the fellowship.Amongst the members.
怎么让我们弟兄姊妹之间的团契真的有造就？
What can we do in order to make sure the fellowship amongst members is very edifying?
就是每一个人跟神之间需要有团契。
It means that each person needs to have fellowship with God.
就是对神的话有新的感受。
We need to have a renewed appreciation for God's word.
然后对祷告有新的体验。
And also new experiences in prayer.
那对神的恩典有新的感受。
And we have a renewed appreciation for God's grace.
那这样啊，我们在跟其他人在团契的时候，我们常常就发现有很多新的，那就会有造就。
In this way, as we fellowship with one another, we discover that everyone has so many new feel, a new appreciation, and this will edify us.
所以我们在带领这个出信的来要要带领他哈。我们不只是讲圣经怎么讲，我们要讲我们本身的体验，我们的感受。
So when we bring the true seekers to the Lord, we not only talk about the Bible knowledge, but also share with them our feelings toward the Lord.
那这样我们才能够让他属灵生命能够成长。
In this way, we can promote their growth spiritually.
比方说，我们刚才有提到守安息日。
For instance, we just spoke about keeping the Sabbath.
如果守安息日只是一种知识上告诉他，那就很简单了，拿一个 CD 给他听就完了。
If keeping the Sabbath is merely going through the motion, then it's very easy. Just give them a CD, and that will take care of it.
但是这只是一个知识。
But that is merely going through a motion.
我们可以给他 CD 听，那听完之后，我们就要提出我们本身守安息日的我们的体验。
We can share with them the message, and afterward, we also share our experience of keeping the Sabbath.
我真的在安息日有得到安息。
And that we truly experience rest on Sabbath.
然后我每个礼拜安息日要回去的时候，我心里很喜乐。
And also each Sabbath after we keep the Sabbath, we return with a joyful heart.
那这个就是我们跟神有良好的关系，才有这样的体验。
It's only, we will only have this kind of feelings and sensation if we have very good rapport with God.
那我们在带领出信的，他不只是觉得说，安息日是诫命，所以你不做就犯了罪。
We don't just tell the true seekers that keeping the Sabbath is a commandment. If you don't keep it, then you have sinned.
而且更进一步，这是恩典。
But further, we explain to them that this is a grace.
你去做，你有这个恩典。
If you keep it, you will receive blessings.
你一年的52天得到安息。
Each year you will receive 52 times of rest.
那对我们有这个体验，我们从神有这种体验了，他就会很羡慕。那我也要去守安息日。
When we share wonderful testimony with others, then they will also want to emulate.
所以要跟进，一定要跟神有良好的关系。
Therefore, to do a good follow-up at work, we need to ensure good relationship with God.
神是活的，跟神有良好的关系，就是跟对神有体验、有感受。
God is a living entity. To have good rapport with Him means that we have a good relationship.
这样我们才能够带动他生命的成长。
It's only then through this relationship we can bring about growth in others.
这是第一个，跟神有良好的关系。
So first, to build up good rapport with God.
所以我们要做跟进工作，本身要追求。
to be a good follow-up worker, we need to pursue in this effort.
也就是说要追求靠近神。
In other words, to pursue for being closer to God.
要追求花时间去亲近神的话，花时间去祷告。
The pursuit of drawing closer to God requires more time dedicated to prayer.
好，我们看第二。Item 2.
好，跟进人员必须要舍己跟从主的决心。 The follow-up worker must have the heart of denying himself.
哦，第一个。First.
个人跟进工作重要吗？ Is it important to have personal follow-up work?
我们要觉得很重要，我们才会去做。
It's only when we consider something to be important do we actually take actions.
哦，如果不是很重要，我们不会去做。
If it is non-essential, obviously we won't do it.
那这个重要不重要，到最后就是要用属灵上来看。
Whether it's important or unimportant requires a spiritual eye.
哦，因为一个人灵性的成长，这是非常重要的。
For a person, the spiritual growth is very important.
如果有出信的经过跟进信仰有成长，你会发现哦，不但牧养很简单，而且教会很有力量。
If you find that the true seekers grow in their faith, you'll find that a follow-up work is so easy and it will bring about a tremendous effect on church growth.
如果这个出信的时候跟进做得不好，让他有一种生活习惯跟圣经不一样，以后很难改，而且会变成教会的担子。
If we don't do a good follow-up work starting from the get-go, then you'll find it's very hard for them for us to follow up with him in the future.
好，比方说，我有时候我们在做招待，你就发现哦，大家来教会都很多人都喜欢坐后面。
If you're an usher, Simon, you'll discover a lot of people prefer sitting in the back.
那你这个出信的信徒刚刚来。
And when we true seeker first come to the church.
如果那个跟进的人哦，带他的人啊，都跟他鼓励啊，圣经前面说聚会要往前坐啊，敬畏神啊，传道书说要到前面来。
If the follow-up worker would encourage them, saying that the Bible says that you need to draw closer to God by sitting closer to the front.
因为他做到最后，他习惯。
Then one by one, then they will begin to have this habit of sitting in the front.
但是如果这个出信的信徒哦，你就刚刚来就让他习惯坐到最后一排。
But if we were to let the new true seeker to get accustomed sitting in the back,
一旦他习惯，你很难改变他。
The moment that habit is formed, it's very difficult to change him.
所以，我们这个跟进工作也很重要，我们要觉得这个很重要，因为这刚刚是他要定型的时候，要把它摆一个很固定好的形态。
So we must consider this to be a very important work in the follow-up to ensure that before their habit is formed, they start with a good footing.
第二个例子,
Second example.
有的人到教会来，第一件事情就是跟人在讲话。
Some people, when they come to church, the very first thing they do is to chat with others.
当然打招呼、问安、关心，这个都是好的。
Of course, it's good that you say greetings to one another.
但是这个完了呢？
But what do you do after that?
我们应该早一点到教会来，教会是祷告的殿。
We should come earlier so we can come to the chapel and pray, for it is a temple of prayer.
那在安息日，我们中午还有时候一个钟头的时间可以团契。
And on Sabbath, we still have one hour of fellowship time during noontime.
但如果我们跟进这个出信的人，他来到教会就第一个懂得啊，我来教会感谢、祷告、亲近神。
If a newly baptized understand that first thing you come to church is to pray and to give thanks to God.
他变成习惯了。
And he will form this habit.
所以以后他到每个地方，第一个到教会就是跪下来祷告。
So later, no matter where he goes, the very first thing he does when he comes to church is to kneel down and pray.
所以这个很重要，跟进工作很重要。It's
so essential that we establish a good follow-up work.
所以我们有第一个问题，要知道它是很重要的。So
first thing is we need to realize this is an important work.
第二个,
Second.
值得花时间亲自去做。
Is it worth our time to do it ourselves?
我们现在人最忙了，就是很少时间了。
The modern people have this weakness of lacking time.
但是如果我们真的爱我们自己的孩子，我们看父母也花很多时间在孩子身上。
But if we truly love someone, for instance, parents devote lots of time on their children.
你这个没有办法取代的。
For you are irreplaceable.
因为父母给孩子的爱，没有一个人能够取代。
The love that parents showers upon their children is something that's irreplaceable.
那所以一个人出信了，我们代表主耶稣这样来关心他。
So when a newly baptized first come to the Lord, we have to be representatives of Christ to show care and concern.
让他来，觉得来到教会很温暖。
So they can sense warmth as they come to church.
以后他来教会，他会去关心别人。
And this way, in the future, they can also extend that warmth to others.
所以这个要花时间自己去做。
This is something we have to devote time to do it ourselves.
啊，第三个。
Third.
在繁忙生能否抽空时间出来？
Is it possible to make time amongst our hustle and bustle lives?
所以要决心啊，因为生活很忙啊，你一定要花时间的。
So we have to make a determination because we have limited time.
那要花时间要怎么办？
So what do we do when we need to make time?
你就要从其他的时间要省下来。So
we have to reschedule, reshuffle our time from other activities.
可能有我们以前用很多的时间在看电视、上网，你可能那个时间要切短。
For instance, let's say if we spend a lot of time watching TV or surfing the net, then we have to shorten those hours.
可能生活要再简单一点。
And perhaps we need to simplify our lives.
因为生活越复杂，你要花越多时间。
Because the more complicated our life is, the more time you need to devote.
那你生活一简单，你时间就很多。
And when our life is simplified, then you'll find that you have a handful of time.
所以一个人要做跟进工作，他需要有决心呐。
A person needs to make a determination to do a good job in follow-up.
我们教会常常会发现一个现象。
Our church often sees this phenomenon.
就是每一个圣工该开始的时候，很多人。
That in the beginning of any kind of sacred work, you'll find lots of volunteers.
那做一个月、两个月以后，一些人开始溜啊。
But a month or two later on, people scatter.
有的圣工到最后无疾而终啊，没有什么大病，就是没有了。
And some sacred work would just suddenly disappear without any notice.
所以到最后就下一个结论了，这个义工啊不好用。
So we will come to this conclusion that volunteers are useless.
因为这义工没有 commitment.
Because the volunteers have no commitment.
要来就来，要走就走。
They come and go as they please.
你要怎么去做？
What can we do?
所以我们如果要做跟进工作，我们需要有这 commitment， 有一个决心。
If we wish to be a good follow-up worker, then we have this commitment that we need to be devoted.
就是说，如果要跟进一个人。
In other words, if we want to follow up on certain individual,
我们就算一算一个礼拜我大概用多少时间。
Then you need to first calculate how much time we're willing to spend on this person.
那我一旦接受这个责任，我一定要把这个时间拨出来。
And once we have accepted this responsibility, then we have to make time.
要跟进到这个信徒本身可以长大，他自己可以独立。
And we have to follow up until the extent where this believer will finally stand on their own two feet.
所以我们现在最需要的就是说义工，大家有 commitment.
So what's most pressing right now is that all the volunteers must have a sense of commitment.
没有 commitment， 没有办法做。
Because without commitment, we can accomplish nothing.
接受了这个工作，他等于没有花时间了。
You accept the job, but you don't do anything.
没有花时间就做不好啊。
If you don't spend time on it, then nothing will get accomplished.
所以慕道者是有，安排人也有，但是谁在做？
So even though they're true seekers and we have assigned people to follow up, but who's doing it?
所以这个 commitment 很重要。
Therefore, it's vital that we have commitments.
要下决心。
We need to make a determination.
看我们能抽多少时间。
How much time can we set aside?
那每个礼拜一定要花这个时间。
And each week, you must devote this time to God.
有时候打电话，有时候花时间跟他一起吃饭，有时候在教会里面花时间跟他谈。
Sometimes we call on the phone or invite them to dinner or just spend time at church to speak with them.
有时候约他一起祷告。
Sometimes make time to pray together with them.
每个人情况不太一样。
Each person will vary by condition.
所以要有决心， 要有 commitment.
Therefore, we need to have determination and commitment.
好，我们看第三个。
Third.
要有爱人灵魂的心。
We need to have the love for other soul.
就是 我们在做这个工作，到最后是因为我们爱他。
We do this job because ultimately we love his soul.
做工啊，能够得到神的同工，有一个很重要条件。
There's a very important criteria for God to abide with us in sacred work.
因为圣经说神就是爱。
For the Bible tells us that God is love.
所以当我们心里对这个人有爱的时候，神就在我们中间。
So when we have love for that individual, God is amongst us.
但是也有可能做圣工没有爱啊。
But it's also possible that we perform sacred work without any shred of love.
因为我有这个职分，然后教会就安排我。
Oh, because I have this title, so the church arranged me to do this.
或者说大家在这做，我不做不好意思。
Or everyone thinks that I'm good at certain things, and if I don't do it, then it's an embarrassment.
所以要做才能够有交代。
And I need to carry out this task so I can make sure that I do my job.
但这样做圣工，有时候果效都不大。
But this kind of mentality, you will not see good effects.
因为安排我了，所以我不得已啊，怎么办？
Because someone, I've been arranged, I've been assigned, so what can I do?
硬着头皮做到底吧。
Of course, I have to do it.
这样呢，不容易果效。 因为没有爱，就是神没有同在啊。
This kind of mentality that is without love will not bring about any good effect because God is not present.
所以什么叫做流泪撒种？
So what does it mean to sow with tears?
为什么要流泪？
Why do we need to shed tears?
没有爱，泪流得出来吗？
If we have no love, can we possibly shed any drop of tears?
流不出来的。
It's not possible.
如果爱很多，泪就很容易流。
If we have abundant love, then it's very easily to shed tears.
因为你爱。
Because we love.
所以你会流泪。
Therefore, we shed tears.
那么流泪才有欢呼收割。
Only when we shed tears can we reap with a great joy.
为什么？
How is that?
因为我们流泪的时候，神就在我们当中，神就是爱。
Because when we shed tears, God is amongst us. He is love.
神同工就会有果效。
When God abides with us, we will see the harvest.
有果效就有欢呼。
And once there is harvest, of course, there will be joy.
所以要爱人的灵魂。
Therefore, we need to love others' souls.
这第三个。
That was the third one.
第四个。
Fourth.
要有极大的耐性。
We need to have tremendous perseverance.
其实这个耐性也是出于爱。
This perseverance also springs from love.
所以父母在带领小孩子,
for instance, when parents raise their children, it requires great, tremendous perseverance.
当然在成长的过程，我们发现我们的责任会越来越轻啊, 因为小孩子, 越来越成熟啊, 他会自己承担责任。
But as the children mature, we'll find that it's we have less and less responsibility, and the burden becomes lighter because now they are independent.
但是小孩子还没有长大，你就叫他出去独立，这个不好啊。
But it's not good if we tell an immature child to go out and be independent.
所以有信徒啊，曾经去跟进啊，慕道朋友。
And there was a case where members went to follow up on a true seeker.
那慕道朋友没有车子，要人载。
And this true seeker had no car and requires transportation.
他载了两次，他就问那个慕道朋友说：“你知道那有一个公车哦，你为什么不坐公车？”
And so this member gave him ride two times and later suggested, "You know that there's a bus ride. Why don't you take the bus?"
那这样一讲，那个慕道者下个礼拜就没有来了。
And after he made that statement, that true seeker just disappeared next week.
等他的信仰长大到一定的程度。
When a person's faith has matured to a certain degree,
我们就可以渐渐地带领他自己可以独立。
Then we can slowly and gradually hold their hands so they will be independent.
我们不能说一个出信的信，一个出信或者一个慕道朋友， 他到哪里都可以坐公车， 只有到教会里面有人在，不在就不来， 这样子不对了。
It's not right if a true seeker can take a bus ride to everywhere they want to go, but when they come to church, they insist on someone driving them to church.
但是他既然来教会， 我们开始要接纳。
But if this person comes to church, we have to accept them.
然后在信仰长大的过程， 逐渐地让他学习独立。
But in the process of maturing, we have to help them to grow independent.
那到有一天啊, 他自己可以坐公车。
Until one day, this person can take the bus themselves.
而且他也可以坐公车, 带领他自己的朋友来。
And he can also take the bus and bring other friends with him.
那这种改变的过程啊, 真的需要很大的耐心。
This kind of transformation process requires great patience.
好像父母一样, 一直在栽培自己的小孩子独立。
Just like parents, as they rear their children, they require so much patience to ensure they are independent.
那有时候我们在跟进的过程中, 没有耐性真的做不下去。
In the process of follow-up, without patience, it's difficult to continue.
因为一个人要改变需要时间。
For it takes time for a person to change.
包括我们自己的改变也是经历一段时间的。
And our personal transformation also requires a period of time.
所以有时候跟进啊，需要有两个人。
therefore, often we require two people to do the follow-up work. There are several reasons.
第一个,
First,
两个人哦, 如果一个累了, 另外一个可以鼓励他。
If a person is tired, then the other person can step in to encourage.
那有一个没有时间, 另外一个有时间。
If a person doesn't have time, the other person can make time.
就互相搭配。
And this is a, become like a complementary relationship.
不会一个人啊, 担子太重。
And the burden doesn't become too heavy on one individual.
第二个,
Second,
这个两个人啊, 有时候恩赐不一样。
Two people's talent will vary.
所以这个恩赐可以互相补足。
And their various talent can help supplement each other.
所以跟进工作最好是有两个。
Therefore, it's best that follow-up work be done by a team of two.
那第三个,
Third,
如果我们跟进有果效,
if we see the effect of follow-up work,
在我们心里的最深处, 不会说这是我跟进的。
In the inner deepest most heart of, part of our heart, we would not say, this is all because of me.
因为这是两个人做的。
Because it was done by two individuals.
那不会归功我们自己啊, 其实对我们也有好处。
So it's good if we don't take all the credit ourselves.
因为归功我们自己到最后, 多多少少对我们灵性都会有伤害。
Because if we take the, all the credit ourselves, then it will do some harm to our faith.
所以第四个要极大的耐性。
So the fourth factor is to have tremendous patience.
第五个,
Fifth,
要接受过跟进工作的训练。
A person must be trained in the follow-up work.
所以我们这个教会啊, 训练其实是需要的。
It's very essential that church conducts training courses.
训练就是装备。The
training is equipping a person.
有好的训练就是好的装备。When
there's good training, there's good equipment.
所以我们能够把工作做得更好。And
therefore, we can carry out our job better.
就是有时候我们常常发现一个公司里面要上班都有训练的。
We see that in a company environment, before you do certain tasks, you're trained first.
但是有时候我们在教会做一件圣工没有训练。
But sometimes in our church, we do certain sacred work without any kind of training.
有时候我问你一个执事, 不是南加州的, 说你按立的时候有没有训练。
Once I asked a deacon, this is not in Southern California, when you were anointed, did you receive any kind of training?
没有。
He replied, no.
我说没有,那你要做什么你知道吗?
If you had no training, then do you know what your job description is?
他说我不知道。
He said, no, I don't.
我不知道你做什么。
You don't know what you're supposed to do.
就是哪个知识叫我做什么,我就做什么。
If a certain deacon tells me to do something, then I'll just do it.
其实训练很重要。
But actually, training is very essential.
训练让我们能够了解我们应该做什么。
Training will help us understand what our tasks are
要怎么做,
and how to do them
同工要怎么搭配,
and how we can work with our fellow workers.
所以需要训练,
and therefore, it requires training.
好, 那跟进的方法,
and the follow-up methods.
跟进方法包括三种,
there are three regards.
第一种就是自己跟进自己,
first is one following up on self.
就是自动自发了, 去追求长进了。
Now, that means we pursue for personal growth.
那这个是也是我们要给这个出信慕道朋友的一个带领他的一个方向。
This is also a direction that we can show to our true seeking friends.
什么叫自己跟进自己?
What does it mean to follow up on ourselves?
就是他自己能够去找能够让他灵性帮进步的方法。
For instance, that person can find ways in which they will find they will bring about spiritual growth.
比方说我曾经在一个地方啊, 在南美一个地方遇到一个老弟兄。
For instance, once I went to South America and met an old brother.
就是在一个地方叫福斯啊,
in Fos. In Fos.
我们知道那个地方没有人领会啊。
We know that in that area there was no one to lead the service.
那老弟兄说，那你洗礼以后，你到时灵性是怎么成长？
So I asked that old brother, after you were baptized and in this remote place, how are you supposed to grow in your spirit?
他说我每天上网去听道理。
He says that every day I would go up to the internet to listen to sermons.
因为这连总的网站图书馆里面的，我没有上过，我不晓得他们说有。
Because on the TJC website, there's over thousands of sermons.
那也有布道的，也有见证的，也有灵修的，什么什么都有，也有讲习会。
There's a regular sermon, workshop, testimony, and so on and so forth.
他就说，每天有时候打在床上，我也在听。
He says, every day I listen to them, even when I'm lying in bed.
这个叫做自发的跟进。
So this is a self, follow-up.
就他自己有那个渴慕的心，自己去想方法啊，来进步。
Because they have this heart of pursuit, so they will find ways to motivate.
那有一次我在夏威夷，跟一个弟兄在聊。
Once I was chatting with a member in Hawaii.
我们现在常常发现哦，很多人就说。讲中文翻英文哦，特别是英文的时候，我听不懂，我都没有得到什么。
We often find a common complaint that listening to a sermon where it's translated from Chinese becomes very difficult for English speakers. 哦，
当然了，能够用单一的语言，这是最理想。
Of course, it's most ideal if we can speak in one single language.
但是是不是讲中文翻英文或讲英文翻译中文，那就我们什么都得不到呢？
But is it true that if a sermon needs to be translated, then you will get nothing out of it?
我在夏威夷遇到这个弟兄，他只听英文。
I met this brother in Hawaii who only listens to English.
他说他的信仰真的得到建立是他上网去听道理。
He said that his faith really grew when he went online to listen to sermons.
他问他是道理都是讲中文啊。
So I asked him, all these sermons are delivered in Chinese first.
他说管你讲中文的英文，我就得到很多。
So it doesn't matter. I still was greatly benefited.
所以他常常去听到。
And he often visited the internet.
所以这个叫做自己跟进自己。
These are ways in which one can follow up on themselves.
那自己跟进自己还有包括读圣经。
Other self follow up ways including reading the Bible.
然后有什么问题写下来，然后以后有工人来的时候可以跟他讨论。
And they can note down whatever kind of questions or issues and then discuss it with the sacred worker when they are around.
还有我们教会印的英文有玛拿的杂志，中文有圣灵月刊。
And we also have publications like Manna or Holy Spirit Monthly.
里面有各种不同的，也有软的硬的啊，这种各种不同内容的这个题目。
And so these publications all have various type of subject and content.
这个叫自己跟进自己。
And these are ways we can self-follow up.
第二点，十五页。
Second, H 15.
第二，十五页就是别人的跟进。
Is to have others follow up.
就是我们刚刚所说的，一对一或者两个对一个建立关系来帮助他成长。
Which is what we had just discussed, which is a one-to-one follow-up or a two-to-one follow-up, ensuring that person grows.
所以我们在教会里面呢，这个个别跟进呢是重要的。
It's very vital that we have this kind of a independent follow-up.
那第三个。
Third.
群体的跟进。
A group follow-up.
这个群体的跟进呢，就是一个小组、小班。
This is when you have a group of a people.
那慕道班的开示。
For instance, with the truth doctrine class.
这个慕道班的开设一般就是十大信条还有十条诫命。
Doctrine classes usually consist of the Ten Commandments and the Ten Doctrines.
所以大概二十个礼拜。
So it takes about 20 weeks to complete.
所以大概我们一般大概是要受洗的前半年就需要开始。
So we need to initiate this class about half a year before the baptism.
但是这个群体的跟进还有一个方法。
But within this group follow-up, there's also another method.
就是查经。
Which is through Bible study.
因为这个查经就是很有系统的在查考神的话。
Because Bible study is a very systematic study of God's word.
我们现在这个教会的领会啊，这个当然是好。
It's good that we have listened to sermons from the pulpit.
但是这个领会啊，因为不同人在领会，所以有时候你一个礼拜听五六篇的讲道，但这五六篇讲道串不起来，没有关系，没有互相没有关系。
But because all these sermons are delivered by different speakers, so even if you listen to all of them like five different sermons, you cannot loop them together and connect them.
所以有的一些题目我们听很多次，但是有一些很少人提。
And what happens is you will listen to many common topics, and there are some topics that you scarcely hear them.
那如果我们用查经的就不会漏掉。
But if we have a Bible study, then this would not happen.
因为神要我们知道就在这本圣经。
Because whatever God wants us to know is all contained in the Bible.
啊，特别是新约圣经。
Especially in the New Testament.
我们生活所需要的一些准则在新约圣经里面全部都有。
All the principles of our daily living are all contained in the New Testament.
所以如果我们这样很有系统这样查下去。
Therefore, if we study systematically like this,
你就发现每一部分的道理我们都会查考到。
And we will discover that we are able to cover all the entire spectrum of all God's truth.
所以我们如果要跟进慕道朋友，除了说这个慕道班之外，就是让他去加入查经，很有系统这样一直查下。
So we need to encourage the newly baptized or truth-seeking friends to attend doctrinal class or the Bible study classes.
那一个慕道朋友出现的，如果他会读经、查经，自己会祷告，大概就放心了。
If a truth seeker or a newly baptized knows how to read the Bible themselves and pray and also study the Bible, then they are pretty much set.
这个就是我们的目标。
This is our goal.
那如果一个人信到五年，自己也不读经，在家里也不祷告，这个是我们是很忧虑的。
If a person has believed for 5 years and doesn't do any self Bible reading or prayer, then this is cause for concern.
因为他观念没有不会改变的，你没有读经，观念不会改变的。
Because if a person doesn't study the or read the Bible, then their concept will not change.
你上网很多的时间去看那个天南地北。
You go online and you go travel everywhere.
那个里面呢，很少真理。
You'll find that there's very little truth in that.
真的能够让我们增加这个生活智慧的很少。
There's very little knowledge that can really increase the wisdom.
真的给我们智慧是神的话。
The only thing that can really give us wisdom is God's word.
所以一个慕道朋友，一个初信，懂得这样很有系统去读神的话，去查考神的话，他的信仰会深入。
So if a true seeker or a newly baptized knows how to systematically read the word of God, then their faith will definitely grow.
他的观念会真理化。
And their concept will become in alignment with the truth.
他的价值观会属灵提升。
And their value system will become spiritualized.
那么再加上他会祷告。
And on top of that, if they know how to pray,
他懂得跟神建立个人的关系。
They know how to establish personal relationship with God.
就发现这样很容易，一下子就一两年你就放心。
Then you will find that it's very easy. A couple of years later, you can rest easy.
这个就是我们跟进的目标。
This is the goal for follow-up.
经过一两年，他要独立。
After a couple of years, we want that person to be self-independent.
而且他会变成教会的力量。
And he will also become a pillar in the church.
那第二个
Second,
要善用团契的组织。
We need to put to good use of our fellowship.
所以教会能够有团契，这是好的。
It's great when we have fellowship in the church.
但是团契很重要，就是团契不是指的活动。
But one distinction is that having fellowship is not just a matter of having activities.
什么包水饺团契啊，打球团契。
For instance, some people have basketball fellowship or dumpling fellowship.
这个活动是提供一个互动的机会。
These activities are merely a means in which we can have interaction.
但是真正所谓的团契是在这个互动的当中去传递属灵的生命跟真理。
But a true fellowship is one in which we can use that opportunity to reach out and populate the idea of a spiritual living.
这个叫做团契啊。
And that is a true fellowship.
所以团契不是指着活动本身啊。
When we have a fellowship, it doesn't mean the activity in and of itself.
是活动提供一个互动的机会，这样来把属灵的生命传给对方。
But rather the activity allows a means in which we can deliver a message of spiritual life to the recipient.
因此团契是以神为中心的。
Therefore, a fellowship needs to be God-centered.
如果我们能够把团契的重点抓住。
If we are able to grasp the central point of a fellowship,
我们办很多打球，办很多郊游，办很多什么爬山都很好。
Then no matter what kind of activity, hiking or basketball or anything else, then they're all considered good activities.
但是如果那个重点没有抓住,
but if we fail to seize the core of that activity,
我们就会发现我们办很多的活动对灵性并没有造就。
Then we'll find no matter how many activities we have, it's not going to edify our spirit.
那这样对教会来讲也没有什么特别的益处。
Then we'll find those activities doesn't bring any benefit to the church.
所以这是跟进的工作。
And these are the work of follow-ups.
那我们现在再来看受洗成长在I第四页。
And now let's look at the baptism and growth.
受洗是出生的婴孩。
When a person is first baptized, he is considered a spiritual infant.
所以受洗要成长。
And after baptism, he must grow.
我们现在常常发现，一个人在刚慕道或者初信的时候，成长很快。
We often discover that when a person is first baptized, their growth is quite phenomenal.
但是大部分到了三年四年以后，成长就停止了。
But most of them, about 3 or 4 years down the road, that growth has ceased.
那为什么到三四年信仰就停止了？
Why is it that the growth stops after 3 or 4 years?
这样有一个很重要的原因。
There's a major factor.
因为我们刚信主的时候，我们什么都不懂。
Because when you first believe in the Lord, we don't know anything.
连圣经也找不到。
We can't even flip to the right page in the Bible.
所以要别人帮我们翻。
So we need others to help us flip to the page.
但是我们信了几年。
But after a few years of believing,
大概应该听的道理我们都听过。
We pretty much have listened to all spectrum of messages.
而且有时候是重复的。
And there are many repeated messages.
所以我们就觉得说我已经懂了。
So we are under the false impression that we already know it.
忘记圣经很大本，里面很深了。我以为我们觉得我道理都听过了，这个我都懂了。
And we forget that the Bible is very thick. There are lots of truth in it, and we think that we know everything.
这是第一个，为什么我不会成长？
This is the first factor why we don't grow anymore.
第二个，
Second,
我们把我们的眼睛看周围的人。
We shift our focus to the people around us.
我们发现有的从小信主。
We discovered that there are people who grew, who were believers from youth.
有的信30年，有的信40年。
Some are 40, 30 years believers.
好像跟我也一样。
And they appear to be just like me.
当我们一旦觉得说别人跟我一样，我跟别人一样。
When we begin to sense that I'm just like others, or others are just like me,
我们就以为说信耶稣就是这样。
And we falsely think that, oh, this is what believing in Jesus is.
信耶稣就是跟大家一样。
Believing in Jesus is just to be like any other people.
所以我已经跟大家一样了。
And since I'm just like them,
所以应该是差不多了。
So I pretty much have, I'm there already.
这是第二个原因。
This is the second reason.
为什么信仰停止进步？
Why our faith stops to grow.
第三个，
Third,
为什么信仰停止进步？
Why do we stop to grow?
生活很舒服。
Because we have a very luxurious life.
每天过得很好。
We live a comfortable life.
那过得很好，我们就不会想要改变。
If we live a comfortable life, obviously there's no incentive to improve ourselves.
所以这个三个条件一加上来，
When we combine all three factors,
我发现一个人信主到两三年大概就停在那里。
We discover a person after 3, 4 years, their faith will plateau.
好，那下一次成长是什么时候？
So what is the next growth?
下一次成长是遇到困难的时候。
The next growth spurt will take place when tribulations come.
遇到困难你没路可走了。
Because when you are in trouble, you have no way, no place to turn to.
没路可走怎么办？
So what do you do?
向上看。
You look upward.
天父啊，我需要你。
You look to the Heavenly Father and said, I need help.
一阵阵祷告。
And you pray hard.
信仰又开始增长。
And that's when our faith takes to the next level.
这个不是全部，但是这个好像是一个趋势。
This is not the entire description of everyone, but seems to give a general description.
就是信仰两三年成长，那到就平了啊，遇到患难再成长。
So 2, 3 years later down the road, our faith plateaus, and then it will shoot up to the next level.
那到底要怎么把这种的这个模式把它打破？
So how can we break through this kind of mold?
当然，第一个就是教会的环境很重要。
The first thing is that it's very important to have a good environmental factor in the church.
如果教会每一个人都一直在追求属灵的成长，
If every person in the church is all pursuing for personal growth,
那我们加入这个教会这个团体，我们自然就会在这个环境当中，我们也觉得我不够，我要往属灵的成长。
And then when we are part of this this community, we also are inspired to grow ourselves.
第二个,
Second,
就是我们要让每一个人, 让他的, 焦点, 生活的焦点是对准主耶稣。
We need to realign everyone's focus so that their focus in life is on Jesus Christ and His love.
我们来看一节, 然后就结束了。
Let's turn to your verse.
啊, 哥罗西书,
Colossians.
哥罗西书,
Colossians.
哥罗西书第三章
Colossians 3
第十节
Verse 10
穿上新人 这个新人在知识上渐渐更新 正如照他主的形象
And having put on the new self which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of his creator
我们看英文讲得很清楚 我们要用认识主耶稣 这个知识 来更新我们自己
We have to use the knowledge in the image of Christ to renew ourselves.
那这个主耶稣的知识就是神的形象。
The image of Christ is God Himself.
所以我们对主耶稣认识越深,
So the deeper we come to know Christ,
我们就越发现自己的不足。
The more we realize our inadequacies.
所以我们在教会如果对准人, 我们就已经差不多了。
So in church, if our focus is on people, we feel that we're fine.
论谦卑吗? 我跟大家一样啊。
Talk about humility, I'm just like others.
啊,你如果对准耶稣,
but if we were to focus on Christ only,
什么叫做谦卑?
What is humility?
谦卑叫做往下降。
Humility is to debase ourselves.
他是神,
he is God.
他降为人,
he lowered himself to man.
我们是人,
we are men.
常常把自己抬作神,
but we often elevate ourselves to God-like status.
往下降, 这是谦卑。
So to humble ourselves is to lower ourselves.
那降不是降到王宫啊? 他不是降生在王宫。
We don't lower ourselves.
主耶稣啊, 他不是降生在王宫。
Oh, Lord Jesus did not, he wasn't born into a palace.
降到木匠的家。
But he was born into a carpenter's house.
他有能力降到王宫啊。
He had the capability of being born into a palace.
我们现在生活水准都往上提。
We see that we try to elevate our living standard higher.
这是人的本性。
This is human character.
但是谦卑是往下降。
But humility is going downward.
这个是谦卑啊。
This is humility.
那最后降成仆人。
So finally, lower ourselves to the status of a servant.
他可以洗人的脚。
And he could wash other people's feet.
最后降成罪人。
Finally, he lowered himself to a sinner.
他可以为人死。
He can die for others.
这个叫做谦卑啊。
This is true humility.
而如果我们对准主耶稣,
if we can focus on Christ only,
比较我们自己,
and compare to ourselves,
我们谦卑在哪里?
Where is our humility?
还有很远的路要走。
We're still quite a distance away.
所以怎么会让我们不断的成长?
So what can we do in order to grow continuously?
对准主耶稣。
We need to focus on Christ.
不断地去认识他。
And to always come to a new appreciation for Him.
我们就发现我们还有很多要学。
And we'll discover there is much for us to learn.
这样我们就会成长。
And this way we will grow. Let's pray together.